The dog, the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got...
After he got bit.
Okay. Did you ever hear a dog bit? Did you ever hear somebody...
Oh, yeah. Somebody got... I've been dog bit. Come to this thought of something. Up in the country where I hunt, we was up there on a Saturday night and we had a few beers. We drank my old buddy. The guy we was up there hunting with, he got old, he got that but old Heinz 57 curds. Old dogs, he don't...
Heinz 57?
Yeah, old 57 varieties in them. And he don't keep a blooded dog around there. He said, they just don't need them. He said, this ain't an old dog, you can make them hunt. He said, they get hungry enough, they'll hunt. So this old dog liked old Bill, and I was coming in the gate. Me and Bill was coming in the gate, and he had old crazy nephew on the other side of him. And then it was all coming in the gate, and it was dark coming up the old house.
What do you mean by old crazy
nephew? Well, his nephew was. He kind of a little off.
Okay.
He got in between me and this fella had Bill, the guy that owned the dog, and he picked us up. He said, I about picked both of y'all up, he said. So he grabbed us, he's a pretty good chunky stout boy, and he grabbed us both. And one of them dogs seen that, thought they was hurting old Bill. Old Bill said, let me out, you damn fool. And that dog lit off of that porch instead of biting that other fella. He come in, he got a hold of me. I was up in there, and he picked instead of biting the fella in the middle. He come, he jumped on my leg, and he lashed onto it. And his old mama was living there, and grandma, you call her grandma. She said, that dog bit him again, Bill. So I had some vodka. I went out there and I got my leg down. I take it over. I said, they ain't got to do something because them dogs never, none of them been seen a doctor for a rabies shot.
Yeah.
And they're always chewing on fighting fox. They're chewing on a possum, a polecat, and they all, you know, a lot of rabies in that part of the country. And I got a little worried. I pulled that vodka on my leg. An old grandma, she went in there and she had some stuff that in the country called pine oleum. It's made out of pine, like something similar to turpentine. Put that on it, tied a rag around me. But that leg swole up next morning, this is big, so I got a little worried. Well, I still hunted. Come on back, I went to the doctor, and he just gave me a tetanus shot, and he says, just keep watching for them dogs, but that's 70 miles, man. I said, 70, you know, that's a hell of a trip to make. He says, be sure and watch them dogs for so many days. Every once in a while, I'd take a little trip up then.
Yeah.
After the time went over, I had to watch for 2 weeks or something like that. But about the third week, that dog died.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, if he'd have died within that second week, I'd have been scared as hell.
Yeah.
But it was just, I guess, the
whole
thing.
Just 2 weeks.
See, there's about a period of 2 weeks you had to really watch if a dog's rabid.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's what the doctor told me. And so he died about the third week, but it wasn't from the rabies. But I'll guarantee I was holding it tight when I was tight. Yes, time I got bit there, and he bit the wrong fella. He ought to bit the fella in the middle, not me.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in a herd of cattle, what you call the male?
Oh, bull, man. Talk about that. In a herd of cattle, what
yeah.
you call the bull?
Do you ever have another name for him when there were women around?
No, just call him the bull, regardless who's around. If he's a bull, that's what he is.
Okay.
If he's cut, he's a steer.
That is, you mean. After he's...
After they're young, you know, they cut them, you know, then they make a steer.
Okay. Now, the kind you keep for milk is called a...
You talking about the young heifers? Like that?
Yeah, well, that's a male. The female is...
No, female is... yeah. Well, you're just... You know, a heifer.
Yeah.
The young, it's a female.
Female's a heifer?
Yeah.
Okay, and